Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have a little bowl of fruit sitting here for breakfast. It's like a little baby bowl of fruit. And I'm looking at it going, this is not going to appease my appetite. But I'm on a diet. I got to lose weight. Got some TV stuff coming up, so I got to lose weight. Take a look. I'm looking at the fruit. You know, the problem is whenever you have a little fruit cup, okay? And I'm not talking the fruit cocktail. Fruit cocktail, I never understood. Fruit cocktail, it has that sugary syrup, and the fruit is soggy. I don't like soggy fruit. I need my fruit crisp, like peaches. I can't stand peaches that are all soggy and kind of melted or whatever, and all the proteins have been denatured and broken down. I like them very, very crisp. Like an apple. That's why when you drop an apple multiple times in my house and it gets all bruised, I can't eat it because it's soft. The soft apple, like, really freaks me out. I don't know why. So I'm looking at this fruit cup, and it's got, you know, it's got, okay, so obviously on top it's got the honeydew. Okay, yeah, I don't know if honeydew is cheap, you know, but I mean, I am not a big honeydew fan. Okay, I want the grapes, strawberries. It'd be really nice if there were some blueberries or blackberries or some pomegranates, but most fruit cups, they're kind of cheap. So you know when they're being cheap, when there's a lot of cantaloupe and honeydew. So the cantaloupe and honeydew mixed in. Now, what they did is they threw in some pineapple. Now, for some of us, pineapple makes us tingle. We have a little allergy. I'm not allergic to pineapple, but pineapple is a very weird fruit. Pineapple makes you feel weird on your lips and your mouth. It's yummy, and it's phenomenal in one of those Hawaiian punches, you know, rum punches or whatever, but not good. Now, they did lace this little baby fruit, just a little baby fruit cup. They did lace the fruit cup with some strawberries. The problem is the strawberries are bleeding onto the other fruit. Now, I don't know why they use the term bleed. As a doctor, I think it's cool. You know, when they're like, you know, with the trillion and the deficit, we need to stop the bleeding. You know, with Obamacare dollars and healthcare dollars, we got to stop the bleeding. Dahlia has her period. We got to stop the bleeding. So I get that. I love the idea that they use the term bleed. Anytime you could put anything medical into this, I dig. Unless you're talking about food. Okay? Because for me, food, I don't want to think about work. You think I want to think about blood and carnage and I don't know, fecal. You think I want to be thinking about that with food? So unfortunately, look at my little baby fruit cup, and the strawberries are bleeding onto the honeydew and the pineapple. Now, what you guys don't realize is in my studio, I have a stash of M&Ms. Now, I could either reach for the M&Ms, or I could reach for my fruit cup with the strawberries bleeding. Now, why would it matter if the strawberries are bleeding on the cheap fruit that I don't even want to eat? Because that means the strawberries are going to be less crisp. I like the strawberries crisp, but they're bleeding all over the place, and now they're soft. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, what other fruits and vegetables bleed, Dr. Dahlia? Beets. Remember I told you I can't stand beets? Okay, I'll go to a Russian restaurant, and there'll be some damn good meat or something. I don't know what I'm eating, but it looks like caribou. I don't know what the hell, but it looks like meat. And I'll sit at a Russian restaurant, and somebody will put some beets or borscht next to the meat. And what do the beets do? They bleed. So now I have pink fuchsia on my meat. Now, mind you, I'm a girl, and I think the fuchsia color is pretty, but not on my meat.
the only color I want to see on my meat is the blood from the medium rare to the medium. Not that you should eat the blood. You should make sure your meat is well cooked. So I don't like that either. So this is what I'm going to do. I am going to pick out the bleeding straw. Oh, this one's crisp. That's crisp. The honeydew is always crisp, the cheap fruit. There's a couple mini grapes down there that have now over-ripened because it's been next to all this bleeding, bloody fruit. So those are going to be overly tart. And I'm going to sit here and say, to hell with this, and I'm just going to eat my M&Ms. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm pretty ticked off at you guys. Apparently yesterday was National No Bra Day. Did you guys know this? For Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it was National No Bra Day. I could have gone all day at work without wearing a bra. And nobody told me. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Donna, just take off your bra now. I can't. It's really noticeable. I know a lot of you out there, you're able to, you know, get away with it, but not me because, you know, sometimes the scrub top doesn't completely cover the waist. And unfortunately, you could see things at the bottom of the scrub top. So, not working. But apparently, a lot of breast cancer supporters and survivors, et cetera, were encouraging others to take off the bra. And I miss it. You know, I mean, Breast Cancer Awareness Month has been bouncing around nicely. I mean, we're like halfway through. So we've been doing pretty good. And it's always good because it raises awareness. It's difficult for a radio host like me because I gotta come up with something almost every day during Breast Cancer Awareness Month that has to come with the breast. And after, I mean, there's only so much you could do. I mean, I could talk about the ducks. I could talk about the milk. I could talk about fat. I could talk about cancer. I could talk about a variety of things, but nobody wants to hear that because a lot of the people that listen to my show are men. I mean, you would think they'd want to hear about the breasts, but they don't like it when I talk about the breasts. You know, they want to talk about supple and round and foreplay. I taught you guys years ago what you're supposed to do with the breast and foreplay. You guys don't want to hear about breast cancer or Paget's disease or nipple discharge. So unfortunately, I haven't been able to do what I'm supposed to do because I don't think my listeners want to hear about it. But anyway, 232,000 women and 2,300 men have been diagnosed with breast cancer thus far in 2014. 40,000 women have already died and 430 men have died. So this is extremely important. So make sure you guys check it out. Everybody wear their bras today. Unfortunately, today we got to wear bras. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs. IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. And a big thanks to that bag of M&Ms that saved me from this godforsaken fruit cup that I had to eat. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dye. I went for the M&Ms. I had the crisp strawberries. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, Brian wants to know, when is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and what do we take off for that? Okay, yeah. Okay, I guess yesterday was no bra day for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You know, this is very interesting. There's only 12 months, yet there seems to be about 50 different awarenesses. And I don't know how, if Breast Cancer Awareness Month and Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, I mean, those take up 2 months. Where do we get? So what I decided to do is I looked up, I Googled Awareness Months, and here's a whole calendar of Awareness Months, okay? and what is supposed to be done in that month. So January alone. January is the month for cervical cancer awareness, also birth defect prevention month, family fit lifestyle month, financial wellness month, glaucoma awareness month, healthy weight awareness month, mental wellness month, mentoring month, personal self-defense awareness month, poverty in America awareness month, thyroid disease awareness month. Somebody like, wait a second, what month is thyroid disease, Dr. Dahlia? It's January. Mark that on your calendars. Thyroid disease awareness month. I don't know, maybe get free ice cream somewhere. And then volunteer blood donor month. That's January. All of that, I didn't know you had to share it. You know, if there was going to be a Dr. Dahlia month, I wouldn't want to share that with anybody. Okay, what's going on in February? February is African American History Month, American Heart Month. You know, February with the heart, so we know about the heart month, okay? Children's Dental Health Month, Eating Disorder Screening Program Month, Ethnic Equality Month, Wise Mental Health Consumer Month, and Women's Heart Health Day. We women only get a day, probably because they're afraid we're going to take off our bras again. Next, March, Brain Injury Awareness Month, Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, Endometriosis Awareness Month. This is a biggie. Boy, March, there's a lot to do there. Gender Equality Month, a Greek American Heritage Month, and an Irish American Heritage Month. Oh, because of March 17th. St. Patrick's Day, juvenile, I had to think about that one for a second. Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month, Mental Retardation Awareness Month. I wonder if they changed the name on that. Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month, Nutritious Month, Red Cross Month, Self-Harm Awareness Month, Social Workers Month, and Women's History Month. Okay, I don't understand how, but March is very, very busy. Oh boy, we're going into April, guys. April is Alcohol Awareness Month. I hope people could remember that to go. Arab American Heritage Month is April. Autism Awareness Month. I usually have an event for autism in April. I got to get my butt moving on that one. Cancer Control Month, Child Abuse Prevention Month, Donate Life Month, Organ and Tissue Donation. There's also Jazz Appreciation Month. You know what I'd like to, I'd like to see a month where we appreciate Barbershop Quartet. Barbershop Quartet is one of my favorite music. If anybody ever wants to know, I have two. It's gospel and Barbershop Quartet. It is my favorite I like to listen to and I like to sing along with. Keep America Beautiful Month, Mathematics Awareness Month. I don't know why the hell we need to be aware of math. We know there's math. Then there's Mathematics Education Month and there's Poetry Month. There once was a man from Nantucket. Poetry Month. School Library Media Month. School Library Media Month. Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Spring Ahead for Life Month. Sports Eye Safety Month. STD Education and Awareness Month. Stress Awareness Month. Scottish American Heritage Month. Oh, that's got to be fun. Yeah, I was at the Renaissance Fair. And there are a lot of men in kilts with their legs. I love it. And some are in military-style camouflage kilts. Way cool. Volunteer Month, Work Life Enrichment Month, World Habitat Awareness Month, and then Youth Sports Safety Month. We're only in it. We haven't even gotten to May yet, guys. May. Oh, Lord have mercy. Here we go. Let's go quick. And I'm going to do it all in one breath. Here we go. Ready? Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, Asthma and Allergy Awareness Month, Better Hearing and Speech Month, Better Sleep Month, Brain Tumor Awareness Month, Celiac Awareness Month, Correct Posture Month, Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month. Sorry. Family Support Month, Haitian Heritage Month, Helping American Youth Month, Hepatitis A Awareness Month, High Blood Pressure Awareness Month, Jewish American Heritage Month. Guys, I don't need that. I don't need the month. There's too much going on in May. You know why? I think it's because of Israel Independence Day. That's why the Jews have Jewish American Heritage Month. Law Enforcement Appreciation Month. This is where you kiss a cop. I'm there. Yeah, that's why I can't show up to the Jewish American Heritage festivities, because I'm too busy, you know, cuddling up and hugging and kissing the cops. Lupus Awareness Month. Mental Health. Another Mental Health Month. Why do they keep, Osteoporosis Prevention Month, Older Americans Month, so you got to be nice to Grandma. Personal History Awareness Month, Pet Month, Physical Fitness and Sports Month, Recommitment Month. Recommitment. Revise Your Work Schedule Month. Yeah, like take some days off. Scholarship Month. Scholarship Month. If I could get a scholarship. All right, I'll celebrate that. Science Month, Self-Discovery Month. I discovered a lot of things on myself, and that got me into trouble. Senior Citizens Month, Senior Travel Month, Sight Saving Month, Skin Cancer Awareness Month, Social Media Month. Oh, now that, I guess I get to be on Facebook all month long. South Asian Heritage Month, Teach Stroke Awareness Month, Teaching and Joy Month, Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month. This is where I sew all my teenage patients' knees together. And Tuberous Sclerosis Awareness Month. Okay, June. Now, June is Dr. Dahlia's birthday. My birthday is in June. Okay, so June is probably Dr. Dahlia Awareness Month. So everybody's aware of how wonderful Dr. Dahlia is. Also, AIDS Awareness Month, Lou Gehrig's Disease, ALS, Aphasia Awareness Month, Children's Awareness Month. This is where we remember that we have children. Father's Day Month. Wait a second. Father's Day Month. How come in May there's no Mother's Day Month? Wait. Father's Day Month. Hold the phone. Fireworks Safety Month, Gay and Lesbian Pride Month, Myasthenia Gravis Awareness Month, Scleroderma Awareness Month, Student Safety Month, and Vision Research Month. That's half the year. I'm exhausted. That's half the year. July, Eye Injury Prevention Month, French American Heritage Month, Group B Strep Awareness Month, Purposeful Parenting Month, Recreation and Parks Month, and Tickling Month. This is where you tickle. July is Tickle Month. August, Amblyopia Awareness Month, Cataract Awareness Month, Immunization Awareness Month, Psoriasis Awareness Month, Spinal Muscular Atrophy Awareness Month, and I'm going to add a pseudostratified columnar epithelium month. September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, Children's Eye and Health. Oh, this is a big one. Here we go. Yoga Month. This is when we're supposed to start yoga. Oh, I did that. I taught you guys how to do yoga. I'm doing my job. Children's Good Manners Month. I'd like my kids to follow that one. Cholesterol Education Month. German American Heritage Month. Ah, gut. Guide Dog Month. Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month. This is where I need everybody to look up in there between their legs and be aware of what's going on up there. Hispanic Heritage Month. Leukemia and Lymphoma Awareness Month. Library Card Sign Up Month. Did you guys sign up for your library card? Menopause Awareness Month. I can't wait for menopause. Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Pediculosis Prevention Month. Polycystic Ovarian Syndrome Awareness Month. That's where you want to, be aware of who has polycystic ovarian syndrome and kind of, you know, premenstrual syndrome month is coming up. That we want to warn everybody on. Preparedness Month, Project Aware Month, Prostate Cancer Awareness Month was this month, guys. Self-Awareness Month, Self-Improvement Month, Sickle Cell Awareness Month, and then, of course, yoga. October, we got AIDS, Adopt a Shelter, Breast Cancer. This is October. Bullying Prevention Month, Book Month, Campaign for Healthier Babies, Cybersecurity Awareness Month, Dental Hygiene, Domestic Violence, Down Syndrome, Filipino American, Fire Prevention, Italian American, Lupus Awareness, Pregnancy and Infant Loss, Rett Syndrome, Selective Mutism Awareness Month, and Vegetarian Awareness Month. We're not done yet, guys. November, Adoption, Alzheimer's, American Indian, and Alaska Native Heritage Month, Arts and Health, Diabetes Awareness, Epilepsy Awareness, Family Caregivers, Healthy Skin, Impotency Awareness Month. If you don't realize if you're impotent, this is the time to figure it out. Lung Cancer, Nonprofit Awareness, Pancreatic Cancer, Premature Awareness, Runaway Prevention Month. Finally, in December, Political Correctness Awareness Month and Safe Toys and Gifts Month. Exhausting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 27.7 Dr. Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a lot of news on Ebola, so we got to give you kind of update you guys on that. All right, the World Health Organization is saying that by December 1, they're going to expect 10,000 cases a week of Ebola. Now, some of you have been emailing me going, I don't get this, Dahlia. They're saying we're going to have 1.4 million cases by January 2015.
And they're still bringing up the names, the same 7,000 number, 8,000 number of people being infected. What's going on? I kind of question that, too. I mean, I hope it doesn't hit the 1.4 million by January 2015. I'm with you on that. I'm kind of wondering myself. But what I'm wondering is the reason why the World Health Organization, you know, keeps telling us the numbers are rising, is because maybe no one's really counting. And there's, you know, like, for example, they say right now there's been about 1,000 cases a week. They're saying by December 1, there's going to be 5,000 to 10,000 cases a week. They say that the outbreak is still expanding geographically in Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and it's accelerating. According to Bruce Alward, the World Health Organization's assistant director in charge of Ebola, said in a briefing with reporters in Geneva, there have been about 1,000 new cases a week for the past 3 to 4 weeks. Any sense that the great effort has been kicked off over the last couple of months has already started to see an impact, and that would be really premature. The virus is still moving geographically and still escalating in the capitals, and that's what concerns me. Now, they say right now they're at 8,900 people who have been infected. Now, that is one of the highest numbers to date that we're being told. Yesterday, somebody was still touting the number 7,000-something, and there's been 4,400 deaths. So it's been kind of confusing for us because we don't want this to grow. But we also want to make sure that there's not all this hysteria and hype such that we're having babies throw up on airplanes and airplanes get quarantined. But the World Health Organization, the CDC, keeps coming out telling us, look, guys. And remember, the only news we get is from whatever somebody is telling us and whatever somebody is giving us. So if we're watching the news and they want to talk about the football game or they want to talk about the midterm elections, a lot of times we may feel that, all right, well, since nobody's really covering it, I guess Ebola isn't an issue. You know, you have the World Health Organization and the CDC going, guys, this is an issue. Yeah, this is an issue. So my suggestion would be to, you know, just, I don't know, on a daily basis, just, I like to check, you know, my, I like to check my top stories, top health stories on Google a lot of times. And, you know, you'll see some of the headlines like, are the hospitals prepared? Dr. Kent Brantley has now donated blood to the Dallas nurse, Miss Pham, who had taken care of Thomas Eric Duncan. You know, I get my headlines there. And then, you know, I am moving about my day, not, you know, scaring my patients, et cetera. But at least I know that there's something going on with Ebola because I'm not hearing it in the news. You know, I may watch the news for 15, 20 minutes a day. If they don't cover Ebola, you could easily forget about it. Now, unfortunately, there was a patient in Germany with Ebola that unfortunately has died. He's a 56-year-old man who had been working with the United Nations in Liberia. He had denied last night at the hospital in Leipzig where he was being treated for Ebola. I'm not sure what he was being treated with. I remember they said somebody in Europe, and I'm not sure if it was the Madrid woman, being given like a broad antiviral. They say here a Senegalese man who worked for the World Health Organization was treated in Hamburg from late August until October 3rd. He was released. He has since returned home. Another patient, a Ugandan doctor who was working in West Africa for an Italian aid organization, is continuing to receive treatment in Frankfurt. So they have, they've been having about three patients in Germany being treated at this time. Unfortunately, one has passed. Now, how is the nurse doing, the one that took care of Thomas Duncan? We don't know right now. Okay, we know they just released her name and they let us know who she was. They showed pictures. Beautiful girl. All right, but from what we understand, they have now decided to investigate and watch a variety. I think there was about 70 different people they're saying that took care of Thomas Duncan. They said the people that were taking care of him understood the risks. They're even saying this patient that did. And again, she's, you know, surprised how she got it as well. So now hospitals are looking at their protocol. They think it was a protocol error, and that's how she got it. Well, obviously, there was some error. Just, I'd like to know if it really was protocol
or if she hadn't known and they said, oh, that's an Ebola patient. Don't forget to go dress up. Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to get dressed. You know, something like that. That's all protocol. Her name is Nancy Pham. She was the one taking care of Thomas Eric Duncan. She did wear protective gear like gowns, gloves, masks, facial shields, etc. She still came down with it. They don't know why. All right. Right now, they're looking at 70 other staff members. And they are now, I don't know if they're in a mandatory quarantine, but I guess right now they have contacted all of them and they're, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, listen, okay, you know, one of you had asked me about the HIV epidemic because I guess the CDC, somebody had come out saying, you know, we've never seen something like this since HIV. You know, this, we've never seen an epidemic on the scale such as this. One of you had asked, I don't understand that. This is different. Well, of course, it's a different virus. But, you know, with HIV, we were told to do a few things, and it seemed to work. Avoid unprotected sex, avoid infected needles, only get a tattoo from equipment that had been sterilized, okay? And, you know, don't get a transfusion unless the blood was tested. And it worked. We knew what we could do, okay? With the flu, many of you are like, oh, why are they making such a big deal about Ebola when we have the flu? Well, because of the flu, we have a vaccine. We also are very well educated on the symptoms, okay? We know exactly how to avoid getting the flu. We just stay away from people at work that have it, all right? And we try to keep ourselves isolated from any flu patient. And we could use Tamiflu. So we know what to do. With Ebola, we don't. When you hear that a Madrid nurse and a Dallas, Texas nurse come down with Ebola while being in protective gear, now you're like, wait a second, what? Then you're hearing cases from, you know, you're hearing the World Health Organization says, look, guys, we're looking at 10,000 people a week. And you're like, what? I don't get this. You know, but then we see the Ebola patient's family who he visited and the paramedics, et cetera, and everybody else not get Ebola. So why is somebody in protective gear getting the Ebola but not the other people while he was symptomatic? What's going on? Do some of us have natural immunity? Are they studying the blood from the relatives of Thomas Duncan who we stayed with? Do they have some sort of immunity? What's going on here? How does somebody in protective gear get it, but not somebody who was living with them, taking care of them when they had a fever? Putting their hand on their head going, oh, baby, are you okay? And wiping off the sweat. I don't get that. Now, Dr. Kent Brantley is now probably the most wanted man in America. And I know a lot of you guys think it could be Michael Fassbender or Channing Tatum because they're so sexy. No. That's not why they want Dr. Kent Brantley. Apparently, Dr. Kent Brantley's blood is now the shiznit where it is the most wanted thing out there because apparently that is the blood from him is what is being given to Nina Pham. He survived Ebola. He has antibodies. So if they give his blood to her, she may then have some artificial immunity to be able to help fight it and then gain her own antibodies. So thank you, Dr. Brantley, and good for him for being all, you know, apparently he's giving blood also to the, I know, that's some good blood to get. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 27-7, Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Myron writes, this is interesting, all right? His grandson was in a fight. I can't read this whole thing to you because there's some foul language. But I guess the grandson told his dad to blank you, okay, when they were in a fight. Grandson's 14 years old. Father didn't hit him because that's not what the generation of parents do. Granddad is asking me, what would I recommend in terms of, I guess, the kid that told the dad? You see, I mean, if I would have done that as a kid in the 80s, yeah, I would have lost 17 teeth. So, you know, as much as we want to tell Grandpa to butt out, good for him for, trying to find out how to deal with the situation. But you cannot have a teenager telling parents to go blankety blank. All right, a 14-year-old? Now, in my house, that hasn't happened, okay? If it did, but now we don't hit in our family because that's how I was raised and I don't think it works, okay? But how do you instill the fear in the kid to never do that again? Now, some people say, no, you don't want to instill fear. Kids should not be afraid of their parents. Okay, you don't want the kid living in fear, but they need to fear consequences of their actions. If they don't, they could act up and continue to do things like that. You can't tell a parent that. That's also, to me, against the Bible too, dishonoring mother and father. So what I would probably do if that happened to me is they would probably be not only like grounded for a month, but I would probably take them on a trip to juvie hall. And let them see it and maybe I'll arrange where they could be there for a day. And I would want them to have the experience of what life would be like if he wants to act like a derelict and act like somebody that can't control themselves or function properly in society. You can't tell people to F off. You can't do that. You can't tell your boss. You can't tell your teacher. You can't tell your parents. You can't tell your husband or wife. All right, because some of them will do that. I still don't really understand the verb form of that, okay, when it is in that term. All right, but apparently the kids are very liberal with their cuss words. It was interesting. I was at, temple the other day. It was Sukkah, and the kids were kind of doing something, religious or whatever, and I was talking to some of the kids about, I think Ariana Grande is pretty talented, and I like the song Bang Bang. All of a sudden, one of the 10-year-old kids starts singing the lyrics to the Bang Bang song. I didn't even think he was listening to what we were talking about. How does a 10-year-old kid sing the lyrics to a song like Bang Bang that's very provocative? Well, we parents aren't screening things anymore. So how could we be shocked and surprised that profanity is going to be just falling out of their mouths? All right? I mean, you know how many kids see hangover games? The hangover games. Like Hangover and things like that. There's a lot of R-rated movies that kids have seen. Kids see R-rated movies now. I remember never being allowed to see an R-rated movie. You know, it took an act of God for my parents to let me see Vacation. And they were very concerned that I would be seen. I think I was in middle school at the time. Really? All right. Nowadays, kids are watching that stuff. Kids are watching Game of Thrones. Well, see, here's the thing. I'd love my older son to watch Game of Thrones because I think that series is amazing. I'd love him to watch Boardwalk Empire. It's just, unfortunately, there's just too much adult stuff, so we haven't. So I'm kind of limiting that. But one of my kids wanted to watch Orange is the New Black. All right, and that was before I knew what was, because I'm like, you know what, this is good. He'll get to see what it's like in jail. This is good. And I was like, oh, never mind. Get out of the room. You can't watch it. Get out of the room. So these kids are already exposed to things that we would have never been able to. You know, remember in Blazing Saddles, they said a cuss word, and we all giggled because the cuss word was
so, you know, to hear a cuss word in a movie, well, now that's just, I mean, you know, there's cuss words on regular TV. Revolution. I caught myself up on Revolution, which, by the way, at the end got dumb. And they're cussing in that, and that was like regular TV. Wasn't that like NBC? So now your kid is spewing it out. Well, how we were raised is you got smacked across the face. Now we don't do that. You don't hit your kids. You could go to jail for hitting your kids. Okay? But how do you impose what strength of a punishment for something like that? Well, if that's, you know, you could say, well, okay, you know, go to bed without eating. Yeah, but a lot of kids these days are anorexic. They don't care. They have no problem not eating. That's not a big deal to them. That used to be a big deal years ago. Now it's not, especially since kids have hidden food already. So I would probably say you need to look at your levels of punishment. And before your kid acts up, even, okay, because you don't want to punish them in the heat of it all. You want to punish them when it's well calculated and methodical. What I suggest you do, and again, my boys are very good boys this week. They are very good baby boys. I could just give them kisses. But I think it's a smart idea to sit down with your spouse or your partner and figure out what are going to be the punishments, because also you guys have to be on the same page. It blows my mind that my husband and I will sometimes differ, and one of us will give in to TV or give in to computer when the other one didn't. You both have to be on the same page. You have to have like a little contract. This is what we're going to do. If he does this, this is what we do. If he disrespects grandma, this is what we do. If he does this, if he looks at porn, this is what we do. Okay, and you have a list of things, and then you need to discuss what are going to be the nuclear bombs that we throw when the kid really acts up. And then you have to find out what that is. Because obviously, you know, in the olden days, you just got the belt for everything, which didn't really make sense because we would get the same severity punishment for fighting versus, I don't know, drugs. It doesn't make sense. There has to be a gradation of it. All right? And if you think the kid is not really going to care about losing their computer or losing whatever, then you need to figure out something that the kid does care about. And it doesn't hurt to let your kid take a walk down Juvie Lane and see what happens. One of my patients taught me that. She took her kid to one of the worst parts of town, dropped them off on the sidewalk, drove kind of, you know, half a block behind him, but she said, go walk home. All right? And, you know, she was there, dangerous, so I don't know if I have the guts to do this. But she said that, and I watched this kid grow up because I was his doctor. That was the watershed. That was the big change. And that scared the heck out of him. Because he knew his mom had no problem dropping him off and letting him just live and fend for himself. And he didn't like it. It scared him. Alright? You know, and so sometimes you need a little bit of fear. Okay? Now, I'm not a parenting expert. I wish. I'm still learning how to parent. Okay? I mean, it took me, I don't know, 13 years to realize my kids didn't want to breastfeed anymore. I'm not very, very good, okay, at being the parenting expert. However, I do understand psychology. I do understand sociology and how society is changing. And I also understand that you can't go the other way with the pendulum like we did, where it's just time out and they're just sitting there giggling or sneaking a video game in time out. All right, we have to do things differently. And we have such a hands-off approach because we're afraid we're going to get arrested and we're afraid the kid is going to run away and leave. Then show the kid what his option would be if he ran away and left. Oh, it kills me when parents call me saying their kid ran away. All right, and then, you know, we're trying to find them and you're driving around and you're, oh, my gosh. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build.
General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.